Welcome back to His Time. It is Friday, March 7th. It's Friday, so that means it is time for Creation Club. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Warren Wirth. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, my brother.
How are we today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing just great. Ready to talk about some creation matters.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, what do we have? I know we have a meeting coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, let's announce that. First of all, the Missouri Association for Creation will have its monthly meeting on Monday, March the 10th. At Concordia Lutheran Church in Maplewood, Missouri. The address is 7291 Sarah Street in Maplewood. People in the St. Louis area may know this, near one of the Schlafly Brewery restaurant locations. And they're going to have, at 7 p.m., they're going to dissect the Ken Ham, Bill Nye debate. So they'll be watching the DVD of that, watch the first hour of the debate, and they'll stop the video at various points and talk about it, analyze what's going on. And they will have members of their speakers bureau who will be available to have questions and answers during that time. So should be very good. So for anybody who didn't see the debate, this would be a perfect opportunity to see it with people who understand the whole creation evolution matter. And for somebody who has seen it but maybe has a lot of questions following the debate, this would be another good way to debrief with people who believe the Bible and who understand the science in the whole creation versus evolution apologetics situation there. So Monday, March 10th, Concordia Lutheran Church, 7291 Sarah Street in Maplewood, Missouri.
Very good. Very good. No, I understand that there is a piece of rock that has maybe been identified as the oldest piece of rock on Earth.
There is, and I would like to talk about that if we have time to get to it, but there's another one that came up that I just have to talk about.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you... I sent this to you late last night. It's about scientists tacking on tails to chickens. They Velcroed wood and clay tails onto chickens to reverse engineer dinosaur to bird evolution. Can you believe this?
That sounds like a fun craft project.
I just got to read this to you. So scientists were wondering, how did T-Rex walk? And so they thought, well, to study how the T-Rex walked, we're going to study its supposed modern cousin, the chicken, to find out. But there's one little problem with that for them, and that is that the chicken doesn't have this bulky theropod tail. So they decided they were going to supply one. So what did they do? Well, since they firmly believe that dinosaurs evolved into birds, they just had to do this. So these scientists from the University of Chile and the University of Illinois at Chicago wrote, by experimentally manipulating the location of the center of mass in living birds, it is possible to recreate limb posture and kinematics inferred for extinct bipedal dinosaurs. And from their, quote, more nuanced understanding of the relationship between form and function in dinosaur evolution, they also believe that they know how bird legs evolved from theropod legs. Now, they made the tails from wooden sticks and modeling clay and then Velcroed them to an elastic coat. Then they raised the chicks from little on wearing them and matched the tails' body length and weight. I weighted them 15% of each chicken's body weight. This was a body... body-tail ratio that seemed to best mimic theropods. Tails were adjusted as the chickens grew. Each chicken's altered center of gravity was estimated based on the center of gravity of the tail assembly. One control group lived an unfettered life. A second control group wore lead-weighted coats that did not alter the bird's natural balance point. Chickens were encouraged to exercise as much as possible. When grown, these physically fit chickens were videoed as they walked, and the footage was analyzed. Birds ordinarily keep their femurs, which are inside of their bodies, fairly horizontal, hunkering down a bit, and walking from the knees using primarily the hamstring muscles. The researchers expected the altered center of gravity to prompt the birds to walk less hunched, to put more thigh movement into each step, and thereby to alter the position of the femur. Angles between the various lower limb bones were measured and the relative orientation of the bones assessed with videos. Actually, this assessment was indirect, since a chicken's femur and knee are hidden inside of its body. The tail-heavy chickens, compensating for their back-shifted center of gravity, leaned forward as they walked. They leaned forward enough that the femur was in a more vertical position. These results indicate, according to them, these results indicate a shift from the standard burr knee-driven bipedal locomotion to a more hip-driven locomotion, said the scientists, like that of dinosaurs, the researchers wrote. They suggest further research on the hatchlings would reverse engineer the evolutionary process, demonstrating how theropods evolved into birds. However, there's a whole bunch of problems with this. I got to jump ahead through this. It's kind of a lengthy article, and you can read it at the Answers in Genesis website. They analyze this, and it's hilarious. But basically, the team concluded that to keep the birds from falling on their backsides, these birds walked with their bodies and their thighs anchored inside the body, tipped forward. But the research team, concluded that evolution from dinosaurs to birds once produced the opposite effect, prompting evolving dinosaurs to crouch back more and to begin walking from their knees down using their hamstrings until evolution eventually enclosed the bird thigh within the body. This, of course, is presumably why fried chicken thighs are so much meatier than scrawny drumsticks. Thank you, evolution. But in truth, the ability of these chickens to shift their weight, adjust their walk, and keep their balance tells us nothing about their supposed evolutionary ancestors. The chickens didn't mind their coats and tails. Indeed, the subjects got used to the coats and artificial tails and behaved as normal. But then that's not the point, is it? In fact, even the way that the birds were able to accommodate their hindmost handicap by walking in whatever way it took to keep their balance isn't the point. The point is that the skeletal anatomy of birds and theropods is not the same. The hips are not the same. The thighs and legs are not the same. Defining what adjustments would be needed to transition one of these designs into the other does not show that such a thing ever did or ever could happen. The T-Rex femur, the thigh bone, was located beneath its trunk where it would have been able to move freely. A bird's femur is inside its body where it anchors the air sacs essential to the bird's unique respiratory process. The attachment keeps the bellows-like air sacs from collapsing until skeletal movements compressing them to supply the bird with fresh air and oxygen. And notice, this is from the Oregon State University zoologist Devin Quick. This is fundamental to bird physiology. The position of the thigh bone and muscles in birds is critical to their lung function, which in turn is what gives them enough lung capacity for flight. It's interesting that this is a guy who himself believes in evolution, but he realizes how ridiculous this whole scheme is and that this actually got treated as real scientific research. John Rubin is the co-author of the article Cardiopulmonary Anatomy in Theropod Dinosaurs, Implications from Extant Archosaurs, is in the 2009 Journal of Morphology, and this is what he writes. Birds are found earlier in the fossil record than the dinosaurs they are supposed to have descended from. That's a pretty serious problem, and there are other inconsistencies with the bird from dinosaur theories. But one of the primary reasons many scientists kept pointing to birds as having descended from dinosaurs was similarities in their lungs. However, theropod dinosaurs had a moving femur and therefore could not have had a lung that worked like that in birds. Their abdominal air sac, if they had one, would have collapsed. That undercuts a critical piece of supporting evidence for the dinosaur-bird link. A velociraptor did not just sprout feathers at some point and fly off into the sunset. End of quotation. I think that is terrific. And notice, that's not coming from a Bible-believing creationist. That's from an evolutionist who realizes there are huge problems with this fairy tale that they just keep pushing harder and harder, that dinosaurs evolved into birds, that it just isn't possible. It doesn't fit the fossil evidence. It doesn't fit DNA evidence. It's not possible, you know, but they want to believe it. So pinning a tail on a chicken is certainly creative, but the starting assumption on which this experimental design is based, the idea that birds evolved from dinosaurs, fails on two counts. First of all, animals reproduce and vary only within their created kinds. This biological observation is consistent with the biblical history, for Genesis 1 says God created animals after their kinds. He made all kinds of fully functional birds just one day before he created the land animals, which would have included dinosaurs. Secondly, anatomically, the walking parts of the bird and theropod skeletons are not even similar. Far more than absence of a big tail separates birds from theropods. Video of a chicken strutting along wearing a coat and tail resembling a plumber's helper is fun to watch, but the science doesn't stand serious scrutiny. The Bible explains the origins of birds. It's no surprise that God's design for birds includes a femur position that not only makes the bird's uniquely efficient breathing system possible, but also is positioned to allow a walking bird to keep its balance. Excellent article there at answersingenesis.org. Do tacked on chicken tails tell how T-Rex walked? Excellent article there.
Very good. So it's not the same as playing pin the tail on the donkey. We're trying to put tails on birds to make them into dinosaurs.
But just about as silly.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to wear a blindfold to play pin the tail on the donkey too, don't you?
That's true. And I think these people have blinders on that they don't want to believe the Bible. They don't want to believe the Bible. They don't want to believe that God created everything. And so they try so desperately to come up with ways that evolution could work. And they, you know, they believe so firmly. And it is a religious faith. You know, they trot this out and pretend it's science. And they say, science is this. You know, we believe science. We don't want to believe the Bible. But it is not at all scientific to talk about things that not only are not observable in the distant past, but go against all the things that we do observe, the actual anatomy of the chicken versus the anatomy of the theropod dinosaurs, the actual way that reproduction works, the way information in the genetic information in living organisms works. You know, they just completely disregard all of that and have this blind religious faith that somehow life arose from non-life, somehow simple life became more and more complex and spontaneously upgraded its information in the genetic code, and then somehow reptiles evolved into birds and dinosaurs evolved into birds, even though these evolutionists themselves had to admit that birds were already in the fossil record prior to the dinosaurs from which they supposedly evolved. It's just amazing. You know, I have a video. There's a video series by Carl Werner that's really good. And one of the videos in that series, you know, he went and interviewed all these places at the fossil dig sites and then interviewed lead evolution-believing professors and researchers in all these different universities who basically admitted, yeah, in the same rock layers with the dinosaurs, we have fossils of parrots, owls, flamingos, ducks. And they went down the list. It's like, so, and you're telling me that birds evolved from dinosaurs, but in the exact same level of the rock layers where you were excavating the dinosaur fossils, here you had all these advanced birds just as we have them today. You know, it's a house of cards. And yet, that's what they still push. They're teaching it in the textbooks. It's taught at the museums. It's on television specials about evolution. You know, so they continue to repeat the line like parrots, ha ha ha, of that birds evolved from dinosaurs. Or some of them would go so far as to say birds are dinosaurs. Hmm. But the truth of the matter is they are distinct kinds created by Almighty God. And if you want to know where they came from, go to Genesis. God tells us there what all about that. And Genesis is also, you know, foundational for the whole gospel story, which in this Lenten season, you know, we really want to focus on that, don't we? You know, what God did, that he loved us sinners so much that he sent his son Jesus, who was willing to suffer and die on a cross and rise again to redeem us from our sin, to set us free from our blindness, from our stubborn idolatry and false religions of various kinds, even our false evolution religion, so that we may believe and know that in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we have forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation.
Amen to that. Well, I know we didn't get to all the topics you wanted to today, but hopefully we can get to them next week.
Right. We'll talk about that old piece of rock next time.
Very good. Thanks so much, Pastor Wirth, for always enlightening us and pointing us back to the truth of Scripture when it comes to matters of creation.
It's my pleasure.
God's blessings to you.
God bless you, too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together for morning prayer right here on His Time.